The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday the 5th of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Tottenham's poor form continued last night as Jose Mourinho's side lost again. Their 1-0 defeat to Chelsea in North London made it three league defeats on the spin, a fate they have not endured since November of 2012. A Jorginho penalty in the first half saw Chelsea take the points and move up to sixth in the table. Pensioners boss Thomas Tuchel was satisfied with the performance.
I'm super happy with the effort. We defended excellent. We had, again, half chances, big chances and counter-attacks, but okay, we couldn't finish them. And so we conceded only one chance, and that was when Tottenham risked a lot, and that's why I'm happy.
Mourinho was asked why Spurs have lost their mojo.
Reguilón means something for our attacking football. Harry Kane means something for our attacking football. Gio Lo Celso means again for our attacking football. Good Dele Alli that we didn't have yet, but we hope that we can have in the future, means something for us. And not just what they mean, they also mean that we don't have many options to rotate players, and in the end you finish with people with some signs of fatigue because of the accumulation of matches, because you don't have so many players to rest. The second thing is confidence.
Exclusive commentary of Sunday's showdown between champions Liverpool and leaders Manchester City is live on OTB Sports Radio. The former Ireland striker Kevin Doyle says the Reds may need to freshen up.
Very similar squad over the last 3 or 4 years, and maybe it's just, you know, coming to the end and time to renew again, you know, with not coming to the end, or fantastic players still, but Salah's out talking, you know, rumours of him wanting to move. Wijnaldum has been brilliant for them. He's out of contract. It really does look like he's leaving at the end of the season. So it's sort of a change of the guard for them, and maybe time to sign a few players this summer and sort of go again. I wouldn't still be surprised if they beat Man City this weekend. And I suppose they're not going for the, I really don't think they're going for the title now. I think it's just, you know, get through the season and be in the top four, and they'll be happy enough at this stage.
Ireland and Wales named their starting teams today ahead of the Six Nations Championship opener in Cardiff on Sunday. The former Irish captain Brian O'Driscoll told OTB Sports this is a pivotal game.
It's a momentum piece. You win, fantastic. You lose straight away. Everyone's feeling down, and you know that, you know, if you play Wales this weekend, you're highly unlikely to win the Six Nations. You can't win a triple crown. You're not going to win a Grand Slam. So straight away, the wind is taken out of your sails. From Andy Farrell's point of view, he knows the pressure cooker that is international rugby. That being a head coach now, he's been for over, you know, 14 or 15 months, that focus and the onus and the expectation put on him as an individual is enormous. And he's trying to get the balance of bringing new players through for 2023, but at the same time get the results. So the pressure is continuous.
Connacht can consolidate second place in Conference B of the Pro 14 this evening. Andy Friend's side are away to the Dragons with the 7:35 kickoff in Newport. It'll be a milestone evening for Irish internationals Jack Carty and Finlay Beelam, who both make their 150th appearances for the province. Rory McIlroy rallied from a poor start to card a 1-under round of 70 at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Americans Matt Neesmith and Mark Hubbard share top spot on 8-under par. Padraig Harrington is even par after a 70. There's an 8-race card on the all-weather track at Dundalk this evening, the first getting underway there at 4. Now coming up on OTB AM with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan from 7:30. We're speaking to Alan Quinlan, Bernard Dunn and Liam Toomey. Then tonight we've got the latest build-up ahead of Ireland v Wales. Top jockey Paul Townend will join us for Friday night racing, and we'll bring you our Super Bowl special preview on The Snap. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back on Monday from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.